Gary Baxter, he is the vice president and general manager of Fox 47 TV here in Lansing. Gary, how are you?
I am fantastic. Good morning, Tony.
You're going to have to accept our apologies. Our phones were going wacko, so I knew if I shot you an email, you'd get back to us. Thank you so much.
By all means.
Now, as a former employee of Fox 47, I know the answer to some of the questions that I'm going to ask you, but I still want you to talk with our audience about several things. First of all, I wanted to get you on the phone, as this week we're going to be talking with many local TV stations. This is a big week, a lot of premieres for a lot of different shows, but it seemed like that when you look at the ratings in the last few months, Fox hasn't fared very well, and some of the new shows aren't coming back. What happened?
Well, you know, the world of TV has definitely changed, the idea that you have the original programming, as opposed to airing repeats, has become more and more and more important. You know, the shows that Fox had in originals, shows like Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef, have done very well this past summer. But if you put up repeats against original programming, it's just not going to work anymore. It's a formula that spells doom. So, the Fox network is, especially in the months of June and July, where we were very original heavy, and we come into late August and early September where we're kind of biding our time until we get to original, the premieres again. Yeah, you can get a little soft.
And you know, Gary, I remember from my experience in working at Fox, Fox may have been one of the first networks that was really aggressive in having new programming, especially after the first of the year.
Yeah, you know, for sure. I mean, it's Fox has said many, many times, you know, we are not going to, we're a 52-week-a-year programmer. Now, it also, you know, they put up some other original stuff, and mm-hmm. Let's be fair. Some originals work and some don't. We had a show called Buried Treasure that had a 6-week run here. That did okay in the ratings, quite candidly. So they certainly are putting their best foot forward and putting original programming out there. But sometimes things click and sometimes don't.
But what I do know is that Fox has the big dogs coming. I know later on in the year, American Idol, but The Buzz, the number one show that has created the most interest is X Factor. Tell us about it.
Well, X Factor has absolutely taken our airwaves by a storm here in terms of our promoting it. Simon Cowell's back. I mean, I think that's all we need to say as we walk out the door to people, talking to our clients and to our viewers. But this Wednesday night at 8 o'clock and Thursday night at 8 o'clock, it's a two-night season premiere of X Factor. And there's been so many things that have been buzzworthy about this. Paula Abdul, of course, has rejoined Simon as a judge. They've now got the richest prize in TV history. It's a $5 million first prize. And they've made some things, I know myself included, there's a lot of us going, well, wait a minute, what's the difference between this and American Idol? And they've done some things that are really quite clever and really quite emotionally engaging for both the viewer and that contestant. They set up each of the judges, set up and take teams. There's direct competition between the actual judging teams and the contestants. They've got a variety of genres that need to be tackled. And probably the most creative part of all of it is they've broken up into four groups. You've got young boys, young girls. When I say that, it's under the age of 25. You've got over 25-year-olds, and you've got groups. So you've got these four different segments competing. So it doesn't matter if you're, quite frankly, it doesn't matter if you're 10 years old or 90 years old. X Factor is going to have something really creative and exciting for everyone. And that was one of the complaints I think we heard with Idol at times, is you've got this one niche of performers. So it's hopefully going to provide a little bit of something for everyone, and it's been fun.
Gary, do you think Fox will gather the ratings for X Factor as they do American Idol?
You know, that is the million-dollar question. Idol's been such a phenomenon. I don't know how you repeat that magic. I mean, this was season 10 for American Idol, and success over its number two rival in programming was 40%. I mean, it's just uncanny. So do I think X Factor is going to be as strong as Idol? I don't know, but boy, oh boy, the early buzz, and not just from us brainwashed Fox people, but from the trades, the Advertising Age is a trade magazine, has called, you know, X Factor clearly the breakaway hit for the fall. So we're certainly counting on some great things.
Gary, what was the estimated audience for American Idol?
Nationally or locally?
Locally.
Locally, you know, you're looking at it on par of 60,000-plus viewers every time it's on.
That's a good thing for Fox, isn't it?
It's a good thing for Fox, yes it is. Thank you.
Beyond House, what other programming is going to be looked at Fox, and where do you expect the success to come from?
Well, the priorities are clearly in three places. X Factor, as we talked about. Fox has not had success recently in comedies, and so they've got a lot invested in Zooey Deschanel's new show, New Girl, which will air Tuesday, so tomorrow night, following the premiere of Glee. And we had the pleasure of seeing the preview episode, our premiere episode for New Girl, and it is funny. You know, sometimes we watch these and we go, wait a minute, what's the executive seeing? This is not going to work. But I think the audience will truly buy into Zoe's performance. She's hilarious. I mean, it's a really funny show. So that's tomorrow night at 9 o'clock and trying to get a tentpole back into the ground for Fox on comedy. And then the other one, this is the real interesting one, is Terra Nova, which is Steven Spielberg's is the executive producer of this. It you're watching a movie of the Hollywood grand scale on television. Picture Avatar meets Jurassic Park. It's unbelievably well produced. The story's compelling. It's got that Lost feel to it because there's some mysteries that unfold. That's another one we got to see the premiere episode and just was blown away by how complex it is, but at the same time, how engaging. And Fox is really hoping that it's a family show. They put it at 8 o'clock. There's a family primary characters that you really, in a short time, you kind of start pulling and rooting for them.
So, all right, Gary, I've got to get to a break here in a little bit. How many people will watch the Detroit Lions games on Fox 47 locally?
You know what? For 10 straight years, we've been averaging over 70,000 people, win, lose, or draw, are watching the Lions. I'll tell you what, if they keep winning, I'm expecting that number to keep going up. It's been fun.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, thank you, Tony.